I'm being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by Grundy Center softball coach Andy Lebo. We are recapping the recently completed 2025 season. Spartans ended up going a 17 and 11 overall, and were the NICL West champs as well. And coach, I know that was certainly a big deal for you guys to get that conference title here earlier this season. I guess what are kind of some of the biggest things that kind of come to mind thinking about this past season? Not only a conference title for you guys, but also your first winning season in a few years as well.
That you hit the two big ones on the head. We always have a goal of winning the conference, and it was our first outright championship since 1989, which is way too long, but we're glad to break that streak. And then yeah, being over 500, and really being in a good position come tournament time. We were excited with how the year went.
And so, when it comes to the postseason, I guess my first question for you, what was kind of going through your mind seeing Al Burnett pop up on the schedule once again after you guys knocked them off your last year?
I saw that, and I told the girls I don't think we'll sneak up on them this year, since we did sneak up and get them last year. It's one of those games where I really liked our draw. You always have to beat, good teams to get to the state tournament, and I liked where we were sitting other than the travel. I mean, we were gonna have to travel quite a ways. Getting to Al Burnett is close to an hour and a half bus ride for us. But we went down there and jumped on them early and just couldn't get it done. But I was excited about it, not having to play the teams we played all year, going through the NICL, which is an extremely tough conference. It's nice to get out and be able to play some other teams.
Throughout the season, what are some of the biggest things that that you kind of challenge the girls on, whether it be at the start of the season or some things throughout the season? What were some of those biggest challenges that you kind of gave the team, and how they were able ultimately able to respond to some of those things and putting together a strong season here?
We're an extremely young team, and we graduated three last year, and three that had played quite a bit, for quite a few years. So we had some spots to fill in, but ultimately only had one senior this year. And we challenged them to come out and play good defense and throw strikes, and we did that for the most part, the majority of the year. We had some games where we showed up, and it's a long but a short season, if that's fair. I mean, we play a lot of games in a short amount of time. But being a younger team, I thought our girls really handled that well. And we just challenged them to go out and make the other team beat us, and not kind of put ourselves in a situation like we did a few years ago, where we walked a lot of kids, and not give free passes, but make them come out and beat us.
Yeah, and when it comes to some of those personnel things, just switching back to my stats here, you had mentioned not walking so many people. Certainly, we're able to get that done from the pitching perspective. With Macy Kiewit being a first team all conference pitcher for you guys, certainly huge for her. And then Maddie Hendershot pitching a large number of innings as well. What can you say about those two girls kind of taking the reins and always a very tough position, a position with a bright spotlight on you at all times?
We're very fortunate. I mean, you mentioned those two, and then we had Allie Koch, who throws for us also, and she didn't get to pitch as much. And then Maddie's younger sister, Addie Hendershot, she threw a little bit of varsity for us in some tournament action, and did great. So I looked at it as we had four girls or four options, and obviously Macy and Maddie, the ones that ate the most of the innings. But last year we ran two freshmen out there for most of the year. And this year, a fresh or an eighth grader and a sophomore, and I couldn't be more happy to show up at the ballpark every day, knowing that we've got options, and there's a few times where one started and got us some innings, and we pulled one and put the other one in, and they just work really well together and complement each other, and I think they're really good friends on and off the field. So they always make sure that they had each other's back, and that's kind of the good thing too, because they're both really good pitchers, and trying to find innings for everybody, enough innings is tough at times.
Yeah, and when it comes to the other side here, just looking at some of your offensive numbers, a couple of 400 plus batters with Camden Aronson and Matty Hendershot. Those two were all conference honorees as well. Lots of players batting over 300, which I think you said it earlier in the year. If you're over 300, that's pretty solid. What can you say about, I guess, the strides you're able to make on offense this year and putting a lot of runs up on the board in certain games?
I don't remember for sure, but I think as a team we had over 300 on the season, and that was a huge step in the right direction for us. We did put the ball in play. There was times where we struggled getting the hit at the you know at the at the at the time that we needed it. We didn't hit for as much power as what I figured or what I thought we would. But we did a really good job of putting the ball in play. And then on the flip side, we've got some girls that can run. I mean, our track program is very, very successful with sprinters, and we get people on base. I mean, we were able to take advantage and run there. We also opened up our offense a little bit to bunting, and got the girls to understand that, we're gonna have to move people over, and it's not that we don't think you can't hit in this situation. It's just, putting the ball in play, and let's face it, I mean, high school softball. You watch a lot of games won and lost by balls that don't even get hit out of the infield. I mean, you covered our game a few years ago down at Van Meter, and Emma threw a great game that night. They didn't hit too many balls out of the infield, but they ended up bunting us to death. It seemed like, that's how they scored quite a few of their runs. So offensively, I was extremely happy with the season we had, and couldn't, you can't ask for more.
All right, running through the rest of your all conference selections. We touched on a couple of them already. I'll just run through them here for reference. First team, Macy Kiwi, Maddie Hendershot, Ava Heron. Second team, Camden Aronson, Kendra Deacon, Lawrence Ajak, and then a couple honorable mentions with Allison Cock and Evelyn Gertis. What can you say about some of those players and how they are able to make a huge impact for you guys this year?
I think for the most part, we got, I think everybody but maybe one person on all conference, which is a huge tribute to the team. And when you win the conference, it's nice to get honored and things like that. But it's tough, with all conference stuff, it becomes a political game a little bit too. But this group is a great group. They're really young, and I mean, it was outstanding to see how the year ended and how we've got all these postseason awards, I guess.
You bet. And when it comes to the leadership standpoint from within the team itself, you had mentioned just the one senior this year. Obviously, when you only have one senior, that opens the door for some of the underclassmen, juniors especially, to kind of take some of the reins. What did you kind of see from that perspective this year, just with an unusual situation of only one senior on the team?
You talk about leadership, and there's different types of leaders, right? There's the vocal leaders, and then there's the leaders that are a little more quiet and just kind of go out and do their job. And I would say, we didn't really have one set leader on this team. There were multiple ones, and that stepped up in different ways. We've got, I look at Lauren Zajac. She's probably one of our more vocal leaders, taking charge of that aspect and did a great job there. I mean, Allie Cox, she was another one of our captains. So our captains were, Kendra Deacon, Lauren Zajac, and Allie Cox. And, Allie, she's a little bit more of a quieter, person, but led more by example. She hitting that number two hole for us, and had a tremendous offensive year and defensive year for us, and did everything we needed her to do and asked to do. And then, Kendra, she was our senior leader, and she stepped up, and she led vocally and quietly. And I mean, I couldn't be more proud. And then, you look at our pitchers, and we always lean on them, and our top two pitchers, they weren't voted as a team captain, but we always expressed to them that, when you're standing in that circle, you are our leader, at that time. And they both took the role on extremely well. And I'm extremely proud of them for how they led, and especially with being such a young group. I mean, future's bright here.
You bet. And what would be some of the biggest, I guess, learning experiences for some of these girls throughout the season that you're kind of hoping to take into next season? What kind of comes to mind there?
I think It's we got a lot of experience, and the fortunate thing we have is we've got a lot of girls that do play some club softball in the fall and then in the spring, so they're playing quite a bit of softball, and it's tough to recreate some of those tournament game atmospheres, even if you play a lot of softball in the off season. But we've got some things fundamentally, that we can get better at, and I just think with playing more softball in another year of age under them, I mean it they're going to be tough. We had some girls playing out of position this year too, and asked some to play, like I said, play position that they weren't normally used to, and stepped in and did a great job. So we're pretty versatile. We've got a really nice group of 8th graders that'll be freshmen next year that stepped in, and they played some junior high ball for us, along with playing JV and did some running at the varsity level. And there's quite a bit of competition that'll be there for spots next year too. And what we preach is don't get settled in and think just because you're, our first baseman this year or shortstop that's what you're going to be next year. So it's just a great group of kids, and I can't wait. I'm looking for the growth in the off season, and I think it'll be a great season next year.
All right, just about out of time, but any final thoughts about your team you'd like to share here today?
I it's softball and baseball, those summer sports, it seems like they're tough, because people have got everything else going on, kids. So it takes a lot. You hear a lot of people say, a lot of people don't play this game because they're not easy games, but I appreciate the group of girls that I've got, and all the parent support and things like that. I mean, without that, it makes it real tough. And it's just a great group of girls to coach, and they're very successful in other things, and I'm looking forward to next year. It should be a good deal.
You bet. That's Grundy Center softball coach Andy Lebo joining me here on Radio On the Go Sports. Coach, always a pleasure to talk Spartan softball with you, and I'm sure we'll catch you around.
John, I appreciate your coverage. Thanks again for all you do.